excited about what the Lord is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord Jesus is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, success, prosperity, and even money. The Bible says in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth." Yes, it is the will of God for you to prosper in every area of your life. And I'm here today to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us this coming Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. All roads and all streets will be leading here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. You know, we have two big blessing services on Sunday here at the headquarters at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. That next service is at our South Louisiana campus, and the address there is 183 Cottonport Avenue. Yes, the Word of Faith Kingdom Church number 2 is located at 183 Cottonport Avenue in the city of Cottonport, Louisiana. Our campus pastor there is Reverend Ernest Anderson. So I want you to get ready to meet us in one of these big blessing services, and I declare you will be glad you did. I want to take you into a teaching session, and I'm teaching on how to live by faith, because everything that you would ever receive from God is going to be according to your faith. Let's get ready to go into that service right now. Well, let me say this before we get started today. I want you to know that I wish for you all of the good that you wish for yourself. I don't care what it looked like. You deserve all of God's goodness. And I know the devil trying to tell you you don't deserve it because of some past mistakes or some past sins. But you have confessed those sins, and God has forgiven you of those sins. And the reason I know this, because he said in his word in 1 John 1 and 9, "If thou shalt confess their sins, God is faithful and just to forgive thee of their sins and to cleanse thee from all unrighteousness." And that right there makes you deserving. And I'm not saying that you deserve all of God's goodness because you've been so good. I'm saying you deserve all of God's goodness because you're God's child. And God has adopted us into this royal family. Yes, beloved child of God, that's good news. And I am here today with some news that you can use. Listen, friend, the Word of God says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, the Word of God tells us that the just shall live by faith. And on this week here, we are teaching on how to live by faith. You know, people tell you to have faith in God. But I'm going to teach you right from the Word of God how to live by faith. And once you learn how to live by faith, these promises of God becomes reality in your life. Now, in that Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, the Word of God says that faith cometh by hearing. You see, by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Can I give you a news flash? The same way faith cometh, doubt cometh the same way. You got to understand that through and by what you hear. So that's why you got to get in that atmosphere where the man of God or the woman of God is teaching that word of faith, because that faith going to come by hearing and hearing by that word of God. There was a young lady back in September of last year.
She came here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, and I'm up just preaching and teaching that Word of Faith. And I looked at her and I said to her, I see you moving into your dream home. That was in September of 2023. And she didn't pass me a note and say, I'm believing for a home. The Holy Ghost revealed that to me. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And when I spoke that word, she began to shout. She began to dance. Her sister jumped up. She began to shout. She began to dance. She fell out in the spirit and just started rolling down the aisles, giving God glory and giving God the praise. That young lady came to our church on Sunday morning. And she said for 2 years, they had been trying to purchase a home, trying to get a mortgage. And they said it was no, 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 no. She said, but when you spoke that word of God, things begin to come together. And she said, I want everybody to know that I moved in a new home built from the ground. And she said, not only that, 100% financing, no out-of-pocket money at all. These are the kind of blessings that are happening here at this Word of Faith Kingdom Church. But faith come by hearing, and hearing by that Word of God. I think about Missionary Davis from my hometown there in Memphis, Tennessee. And I was preaching the Word of Faith. The pastor then, I was a young preacher. I wasn't no apostle or nothing like that, no prophet, just a minister. And the bishop that I was up under at that time, you know, and they ordained me and everything, you know, but they didn't like my style of preaching, you know, because at that time I was not one doing no hooping. I was just a teacher. And so finally the bishop let me preach one Sunday morning. He never let me preach again. And he told me, he said, Brother Broadnax, he said, that stuff that you teach in there, it's not for black folks. It won't work in this church. And he never let me preach again. Man, let me tell you, I was hurt. And I even cried over that. And I was just tore up. I mean, he just picked me up and body slammed me. That's the way I felt about it. And after that, God spoke to me. He said, I want you to start your own church. I was in my early 20s. And I had some rental properties. And the Lord, and I had one that was empty in 97 East Mallory Street. And the Lord said to me, he said, I want you to go there and start a church in that house. And I started a house church right in that house. We renovated it and we turned it into a church. And I started preaching faith and preaching the word of faith. But my bishop told me what I was teaching was not going to work, you know, in that community. And I want you to know that people started coming. They came from everywhere. People came. I'm telling you. And all I was doing was just teaching that word of faith, right from the word of God, showing them that Jesus told us in St. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, that man should not live by bread alone, but man should live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And I began to teach those people how to live by the promises of God, and they got a hold of that. And so this missionary Davis got a hold to it. And one Sunday morning, she jumped up and because we was having testimony services at that time. And she said, I just want to thank God for my 3-bedroom brick house with the fenced-in yard. And she go to talking in tongues and sit down. She did that for about 3 Sunday mornings. And finally, Mother Harris and 2 of the other sisters, they said, we need to speak to you after church. I said, okay. And they came into my little office, just a little small office, you know. And they said, it's not us. I said, well, who is it then? And they said, it's that missionary. And I said, well, what's wrong with the missionary? She up lying in church every Sunday morning telling a lie. I said, what kind of lie is she telling? Talking about she got a 3-bedroom brick house with a fenced-in yard. We went by there. We followed her home. She's still living in the same old regular house. I sat there at my little desk, and I looked at them, not knowing how to answer them. And finally, the Holy Ghost began to speak through me. And I told him, I said, ain't nothing wrong with missionary. That's all I said. Ain't nothing wrong with her. Leave her alone. They got up, never said another word. They looked at me like, okay, if Broadneck said, ain't nothing wrong with missionary, then it's something wrong with him. And for 9 months, if she didn't work and she was at church on that Sunday morning, that's all she would do, get up and say, I thank God for my three-bedroom brick house with a fished-in yard and just go to shout. This went for about 9 months. But then that year, they came through Memphis, Tennessee with block grant money. And they was fixing people's homes. If their home was beyond the amount they wanted to put in a house to repair it, then they would tear it down and build them a brand new house from the ground. So would you believe that the first project hit in Missionary Davis' neighborhood and she got the first brick house built from the ground, just like she was confessing? So what I'm saying to you is this right here. Confession brings possession. And once you learn how to live by faith, you begin to align your confession with that word of God, with that word of faith, with the promises of God, that's when everything in your life began to change. Yes, they moved her out of that old house, tore that old house down, and built her a brand new brick home from the ground that she did not even have to pay for. You see, I'm telling you, I want you to get here Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Bring your Bible, bring your pen, bring your notepad. If you're ready to go to the next level, if you are ready to achieve your dreams, your goals, and your visions in a record-breaking time, then you meet us here this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., and I declare you will be glad you did. These services is going to take you from faith to faith. These services are going to put your life on the upward swing. And I'm telling you, Jesus is going to move in you and through you, and you are going to get the very desires of your heart. My time is up. I got to go, but I will see you on the next broadcast.
Come and join us here and receive the true word of God, where miracles happen, and we're a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 'cause we're a group of believers who love and worship God. Word of Faith Kingdom Church, so come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith Kingdom Church.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
He brought me through hard trials. He brought me through tribulations.